Back on Downtown 20 after 5 o'clock. It's time to get it on. Yes, indeed. Well, at least in terms of food, it's Shut Up and Eat. As we welcome in Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Hi there, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
Fabulous. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, every day is a Christmas miracle, Rich.
Wow, well, I'm delighted to hear that.
What can I say?
Are you on the road? It sounds like you're in travel mode.
I am in travel mode, yeah. I am going tonight to the last night, unfortunately, of Judy Gibson Restaurant in South Portland. They are closing for good this weekend, so I am going to go. I got to go.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that in the paper a couple of weeks ago. Man, that's too bad. A classic.
Yeah. You know, there are so many other restaurants I would rather close, but unfortunately, sometimes it's ones I like rather than those that I secretly will to close, you know.
I understand completely. Hey, I also saw, am I right that your New Year's Eve Food Coma dinner fell through? Is there an opening still?
Yeah, it rescheduled to a little later in the winter. So, yeah, that is still available. So if anybody wants to book New Year's Eve, get at me at Food Coma Maine on Instagram, and we can put together a memorable feast to herald in 2024 for you.
Oh, I love the sound of that. All right, we're not talking fine dining today, though. No. We're talking comfort food in the extreme, potato chips today.
Yeah, we're not talking Eric Estrada. We're talking potato chips.
Well,
or just chips in general, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah. I think that everybody has an opinion on chips. It's a essential part of any balanced lunch, as you were. And I have to say, I think my favorite chips, just to start it all off, are I love French onion sun chips.
Well, those are good, though. I like the, what was it, the Harvest Cheddar sun chips are pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, Harvest Cheddar original. I mean, I've never had, like, the tomato garden one because I don't even know about that. But, yeah, I like the texture of sun chips. They're sort of like a hybrid Dorito in a way. I mean, they're a little bit lighter and fluffier, and they, I don't know, apparently they're baked or something like that. I've never really cared if chips are baked or fried. I judge them on taste and merit alone.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. I mean, if I'm going down that road, I'm really, I'm not thinking too much about health concerns.
No, if you're having chips, I mean, really, otherwise you should have a salad.
Right. Right. What were those chips? Remember the ones that had, was it Olestra several years ago? And people are like, oh, these are great. And then spent the next 2 weeks on the toilet.
Yeah, that was, Olestra was one of those things, one of those food fiascos that, like, the warning label didn't quite suffice on those. What was that? That was the mid-90s with Olestra, or late 90s?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. They don't, I mean, I always, if I am, like, somehow trying to just, if my ego is trying to justify things, I'll get some baked Lays, which I think tastes fine. I mean, I like the barbecue baked Lays if I'm at, like, you know, I don't know, a Subway or something. It's like, whatever. I mean, they're not terrible. They're not great. Allegedly, they're healthier. I don't really know.
All right. Now, my favorite chip, I think, though, I have to stay local, and I have to go with the Humpty Dumpty all dressed.
I was like, the minute you said all local, I was like, you better say Humpty Dumpty. Yeah, the all dressed, even like the ketchup chip.
Oh, I just had some of those the other night.
Those are delicious. And, yeah, Humpty Dumpty, I mean, it's essentially like Cape Cod. I mean, like, they're sort of like, they have that sort of kettle chip texture, right? I mean.
I think they're great. Now, again, veering away from the traditional chip, but what about Doritos?
Oh, I mean, I like, it's funny, Cool Ranch Doritos, I mean, a lot of people say that they kind of taste and smell a little bit like vomit, but I don't think so. I think, and especially once they made them Cooler Ranch, they got even better.
Yeah, I tend to like the Cool Ranch Doritos. I like those better than the regular nacho cheese Doritos.
Absolutely. If I want, like, nacho cheese, I'll go with, like, a Cheeto or, you know, or even, the other cheese. Well, I guess it's not really cheese balls. Like, if I want the fake cheese taste, if I'm going Doritos, I'm always going Cool Ranch for sure. I mean, hands down, they're delicious every time. And they're also really good on a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, what about this trend in the last couple of years of supercharging everything with every kind of hot artificial flavoring you can find?
I mean, what are you going to, like when I see like chicken and waffles, Lay's, or like.
I know, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about like the flaming hot, the sizzling hot, so hot all you can taste is the heat.
Yeah, I just don't need that.
No.
I just, it's not, if I want heat, I'll add hot sauce to chips.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like the way I felt about that whole trend when people were adding bacon to like vodka and bourbon. I'm like, how about you just have a strip of bacon and eat that and do a shot of bourbon after? Why do these things have to be combined? I don't understand. Like, yeah. Well, there was that whole Flamin' Hot movie, too. I don't think it did very well.
Well, no, it's hard to believe there wasn't a great story behind that, though. But, but you mentioned those different flavored Lay's chips. Some of those aren't too bad.
No, I mean, they taste fine. You're kind of like, I don't get why this exists.
Right.
But fine. I mean, like, I don't know. Chips, to me, like, I think, like, the classics are the best. I mean, probably unsurprisingly with me. I mean, like, I'm a salt and vinegar chip guy. Like, I wasn't always. It was more of it as an adult than a kid. But I think, like, the kettle chips, salt and vinegar, are pretty much perfect. Like, because it has the acid. And usually having it with, like, a meatball sandwich or...
Oh, yeah.
It's really fatty. So, like, that, like, vinegar on the chips really cuts through that and you get the crunchy texture. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I don't know. The kettle chips brand all around is good. They also have some kind of funky flavors, too. And they do all these contests. They'll be like, you know, name a flavor of the month or whatever. And that's why I've had, like, the chicken and waffle chips, which are actually very tasty, but I'm just like, I'd rather have chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, where do you come down on Pringles?
I like Pringles. I don't think Pringles are technically chips, though, right?
I don't.
Or there's something about them. If you watch those documentaries, remember The Food That Made America, where the Pringles, because they're grouped in a different section of the store.
Yeah, and didn't they lose a lawsuit that they couldn't call them potato chips? I think.
Yes, with Lay's actually, they did. And although I've always thought Pringles are delicious. I like everything about them. The canister. I like taking like a stack of like six and eating those like I'm eating one chip. And, I mean, you can't really go wrong there. I mean, because they also remind me, remember Munchos?
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
Munchos kind of remind me of Pringles.
Yeah, they didn't exactly taste like potato chips, but they had something going for them.
There was something. There was something there for Munchos.
Yeah.
You know? Well, it's like all those, like, sort of alternatives to chips, like Bugles. And Funyuns, and I don't know, those are the two that come to mind. Or Pub Fries.
Oh, Andy Capp's Pub Fries?
if it's associated with Andy Capp, right. Probably like, you know, actually, maybe most people who listen to this show probably do know Andy Capp. A lot of people in the world have no idea what that is anymore.
No. Oh, Funyuns, though. To me, Funyuns are the absolute worst.
Yeah, they should have been Mark Trail's Funyuns.
Oh, awful. The aftertaste on those Funyuns, I think it's got a shelf life of about 3 weeks.
Well, I remember The Onion had a brilliant article that was Funyuns still outselling responsibility Yuns. And that pretty much sums it up. I do like some Funyuns with a peach Snapple, but other than that, ooh. I think I'm all set.
All right, now what about we said we would focus on potato chips, but what about the healthier options, things like chips made from sweet potatoes, kale, you name it?
Nah, like taro. I guess those are still potato chips. I don't know. If I had to eat something that's I don't necessarily like it to be chips. I mean, I like Papadom, like an Indian restaurant. You get the Papadom chips, like the lentil chips.
Mm.
I like rice crackers, like Japanese rice crackers. But I haven't really experimented much with the whole kale chips. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I mean, when you crispy fry anything, it's probably going to be pretty good. But I haven't really had a need to explore chip alternatives. Because usually when I get them, I'm just kind of taking whatever's at the ubiquitous House of Pizza or wherever, Pat's Pizza, which kind of brings me to, like, the sort of, I guess, like, my go-to for a lot of things, like, when you're trying to find, like, the all-around chip, you got to go with Ruffles.
I think so, yeah.
And it goes best with the Hidden Valley Party Dip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I think it's like powdered. You put with like sour cream, and my parents always have it. I've never actually made it myself. I know it at their house. And Ruffles and Hidden Valley Party Dip is like one of the most perfect culinary, gastronomical combinations in the world, I think, in general.
Well, and I'm not a big fan of the plain chips, but you give me the plain Ruffles and give me some of that dip, and I'm good. I'll be happy for a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like hell of a good French onion dip.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, that's all good. Which reminds me, because we like to jump around a lot in the show, I'm thinking of, like, store dips, and I'm thinking of, like, you know, the inexplicably shelf-stable Tostitos cheese dip, queso dip. What are your favorite tortilla chips?
I was just going to say tortilla chips. Where do you go? I like them basic. I don't need a whole lot of flavoring, but I like them. I like them to have a little texture to them because I'm going to be dipping them. I need them to have some structural integrity.
Yeah, exactly, and I think and that's why I like the Montecito Roadhouse.
Mm.
Ones that come in the brown bag. I also think those are the best for nachos because you got to be careful. Like a Tostito will get way too soggy, I think, with a proper nachos preparation. So I generally go with the Montecito Roadhouse, although the lime Tostitos are pretty good.
Those are pretty good, and I also like, I think it's Late July that makes them, the blue corn tortilla chips.
Yes. Yeah, those are delicious. And again, those are good with like a pico de gallo. Like I don't like those as much as like the queso. But yeah, blue corn tortillas in general are delicious.
I'm with you on that.
I agree. The Late July brand is good. Just kind of like what I'm doing right now is I'm mentally going up and down that aisle. You know, and I'm like, what have we missed? I mean, let's talk about Fritos.
Oh, Fritos! My goodness, they have their own special little world. That's to me, I have some kind of childhood flashback, something about just those Fritos corn chips as a kid. I love those.
Oh, yeah. And there's nothing better than a Frito pie.
Oh, yes.
Just, taking any kind of chili, Mexican, or Tex-Mex food, basically, pretty much anything, and just loading it up with Fritos and letting it get kind of soggy and crunchy in there. Like, that is really good eating, like, anytime.
Yeah, give me some of those Fritos scoops with maybe a little a little bean dip or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're perfect. And I even like those honey barbecue twist Fritos.
Oh, yeah, those are good. Very good.
Are also very good. We had to talk about some corn chip. We talked about Doritos, obviously, initially. But you have to bring Fritos into the mix, I think.
Oh, I agree with you. They're a classic right there. All right, well, I think we covered the aisle pretty well, Joe. I think we're good to go.
Did we miss anything? I just can't think of anything we missed.
I can't either. But if we do, we'll come back to it and do a volume two. In the meantime, you get to go eat some good food tonight, so enjoy.
Not to say chips aren't good food. And also, if we missed anything, hit us up in the comments on Facebook.
There you go.
We want to know.
That's it right there. Hey, thank you, Joe. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you as well.
We'll catch you next Friday if you're around.
I'll be around.
Perfect. We'll see you then. Thanks, Joe.
Good one.
That's Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Shut up and eat here on Downtown.